The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus dismissed the crowds and went into the house. His disciples approached him and said, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field." He said in reply, "He who sows good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed, the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. Just as weeds are collected and burned up with the fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all who cause others to sin and all evildoers. They will throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears ought to hear." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. This morning I'm going to share a selection from a commentary on today's feast. A very, very ancient tradition has preserved for us the names of Mary's parents, who were in their time a precious foundational stone in the fulfillment of the salvation of mankind. Through them, the blessing that God promised Abraham and his descendants has reached us, since we receive the Savior through their cooperation. St. John Damascene affirms that we know the blessed couple by their fruits. The Virgin Mary is the resplendent fruit they gave to humanity. St. Anne conceived her, most pure and immaculate in her womb. "O most beautiful, most lovable child," the holy doctor exclaims, "O daughter of Adam and mother of God, blessed be the womb that bore you, blessed be the arms that held you, and the lips that had the privilege of kissing you." Saints Joachim and Anne had the immense privilege of caring for the Mother of God in their own home. The Lord must have poured out many graces on them throughout this entire time. Saint Teresa of Avila, who used to put the monasteries she founded under the protection of Joseph and Saint Anne, argues, "The mercy of God is so great, he will never fail to favor the homes of his glorious grandmother." We can entrust the mother and father of Our Lady with all of our needs, especially the ones that have to do with sanctity of our homes. Lord, God of our fathers, we pray in the liturgy of the Mass, you gave Saints Joachim and Anne the privilege of being the parents of Mary, the mother of your incarnate Son. May their prayers help us to attain the salvation you have promised to your people. Help us to be vigilant on behalf of those you have put under our care. Teach us how to create a human and supernatural tone for our surroundings, in which it will be easier to find you, our last end and our greatest treasure.